Five Rolls, a Fallout tabletop podcast.
Let's go!
Welcome to Yikes Bad Date.
Full body shiver. Okay, suitor number one. What is the the cringe is strong with this one. What is the smallest space you've ever gotten busy in?
I love spending time under my crawl space. It's one of the best places to be away from most of the people. It's fantastic.
Okay. Ooh. Cool. Cool and good. Okay, suitor number two. What is your idea of the perfect first date?
I would love to take you to my wonderful cabin in the woods. It's one of my favorite places to go. We would walk through the night and spend some time by the fire.
All right. Suitor number three. Are you just a straight up a serial killer or not?
I mean, I've killed people before, but nobody that's been great.
Okay. All right. I get another round.
Yeah,
okay.
You get three rounds, three questions. Yeah.
All right. Can I call one of my friends as a dating helpline to help me out with this?
I will allow it. I'm not a have not. I'm a have all. Ha ha. That's a joke on my name.
Yeah, that's great. Abel, can you ask suitor number one a question to kind of like be like wingman me a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Suitor number one. Let's see. How would you treat Miss Greenglass on your first date?
I would take Miss Greenglass to the carnival, where we would play a lot of different games. And then we would go home, and I could do a little special comedic show for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't like that.
Suitor number two. How many people have you taken back to your cabin in the woods?
I've never taken anyone back to my cabin in my woods. It's not a place most people would go, but for you, I would do it special.
Suitor number three, those people that you killed, did you do it with your bare hands?
No, I'm particular to methods of pyromancy, I would say.
Well, it doesn't sound like they were crimes of passion, Hazel. Sorry, Miss Greenglass.
That's yeah. Okay. Mr. Hardknot, do I have to choose between the three of them?
Wait, Hazel.
Yeah.
Ask them which one has a coin that they'll give us.
Okay.
Because whoever's going to be the good date will have the coin, because then we'll, like, pass the test, right?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe the way to win this game is not to play. I think that ship has sailed. Okay. Does it have to be one of these three suitors? Because, I mean, you seem like a nice guy. I'd love to go on a date with you.
Two of the dates are bad. One is good.
Okay. I'm willing to take suggestions. Okay, you know what? Punchy, which of these guys do you like? And I'll pick whichever one you don't.
You've got one more round of questions whenever.
Okay, all right.
Can I throw out this question, Hazel? I think this is a good one.
Please do.
Okay. Which is the one with the cabin? Is that suitor number two?
That's number two.
Number one
wants to go to the carnival and has a crawl space. Yeah. And number three kills people with fire.
Yeah. Frankie, if you can come up with another question, maybe that might be helpful too, because all I'm seeing is red flags.
All right. Suitor number two, let's say it's the month of February and you live kind of in a northern climate. How long does it take you to dig a hole in the ground in the middle of the woods that's about 6 foot deep, about 5'3" long, and about 2 feet wide? How long do you think that would take you?
I mean, I think that would take me a pretty long time.
Amateur.
I'm not one of the strongest suitors, but I am one of the smartest.
Mm. I think number two's our winner.
All right, so definitely not number two.
He's a killer. He's not very good at it. He should know.
So you've used the question on number two, and you still have a question for number one.
One and three. Okay, Frankie, can you help me with suitor number one? Maybe. Like if it was a double date,
right?
And you were showing up with somebody who was not going to kill everyone.
Crawl space carnival guy.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience in this area. I'd say maybe, I don't know, ask him about his relationship with his mother, maybe.
Bachelor number one, how would you describe your mother?
I would describe her as happily deceased.
I think he's a straight up sickle man, honestly. Happily deceased. Bachelor number three. Do you think I could take you in a one-on-one fight? In a sexy way, sure. Yeah, that's totally what I mean.
I think you definitely could take me in a one-on-one fight. I would not want to fight you.
Okay, I'm going to go with suitor number three.
With that selection, ding, 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 the confetti falls, and the number three door is revealed. Behind number three door is
Fab.
Fab. Hands and wrapped legs that is sitting a voice modulator is taped over his mouth. And he's wiggling profusely. Please help me. I would really require some wonderful assistance from you all right now.
The right decision.
Do you want to? And then the Protectron turns around to you, Hazel, and says, "Do you want to see what you've missed?"
Sure. Yeah, let's see who isn't going on a date with me. My money's on the sickle man.
Door number one
and the sickle man.
Door number one opens to reveal a deactivated Assaultron, and from the audience portion, you hear speakers say, "John Payne Wacy," and everyone cheers.
God.
From door number two, it opens to a deactivated Assaultron, and from the audience speakers, you hear the Duo Bomber.
Oh, God. Nice.
And then
okay.
The Protectron goes up to you, Hazel, and says, "Congratulations, you get good date. Here's a coin," and it deposits a coin to you.
Thank you. I'm gonna awkwardly do the weird cheek to cheek kiss like you do with a game show host when you're really excited, but I just look really confused.
How close are we to Fab?
Yeah, can we free Fab?
Yeah, you can free Fab. Yeah, you won.
Punchy has to make good on his promise.
Partially free Fab. Let's leave him. It's good. Like, his arms need to stay tied up here.
Punchy would like to, take aim at the voice box on Fab's face and shoot it.
Wow.
Okay. All right, go ahead and roll for your weapon.
All right.
You're shooting a fish dead in the water. So yes. Go ahead and roll to
see. I'm shooting at the voice. So here's what I'd like to do. Yeah. I would like to use my perk of awareness, which when I take aim minor action at a target within close range, I can spot the weakness and attack it more efficiently. I would like to try to shoot the voice box off of Fab's face. So I can make good on my promise to shoot him in the face, but hopefully not actually shoot him in the face.
Wait, do you roll your weapon? Roll your whatever laser weapon you have for difficulty one. And if you get a complication,
it's going to be a complication. Let's
see, double 20.
Perception and fine print.
All right.
You roll a 20. Oh, dang.
Go.
Dang. Yeah. You manage to hit, and it shoots the voice box off of Fab, and Fab turns to you. He's like, "Hey, what the fuck, man? What are you trying to do? You're coming over here. You're trying to shoot up my face like that, you stupid fucking robot. I swear to fucking God, I'm going to come over there and just like get you. I'm going to get you right down, and I'm going to get you when I get my hands free."
Fab, I will shoot you in the face again, and there won't be any voice box modulator in the way. If you try to do anything, you schmuck.
Yeah, whatever. Just get me out of here.
Keep his hands tied just in case.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, let's get out of here. I'm going to leave his arms tied up, but I am going to whisper in his ear. So I didn't really appreciate it when you left us to fend for ourselves before, but if you still want a date and we make it through this alive, you've got a date. And if not, I'm going to skin you alive, turn your skin inside out, and make you wear it like a hazmat suit.
He's looking I'm a little bit threatened by that, but I'm pretty happy about what, because you know, I went off on my own. I thought we could double team this, and so I actually won this game earlier, but they didn't have a contestant who was broken, so I have a coin. But they just enlisted me, and he hands you another coin.
Okay, that's a great start. Like I said, we get out of this, you got a date. If not, you're gonna wish I had killed you. So let's go. All right, guys, let's head out. Where are we going?
All right.
Yeah, you've got rooms ahead of you. Dorm in the upper area. It's dorm 2, security and commissary.
Miss Greenglass, is courtship always this weird?
I wouldn't know. Every person I've had a crush on has either turned out to be evil or is now dead. So honestly, I wouldn't know.
And you're allowed to like pick the people that you want to date?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Like it's well, hopefully they feel the same way about you. I mean, they're like a, you know, it has to be kind of a mutual thing, or else it gets really awkward and possibly illegal.
Yeah, but you get to pick, and not like say a third party.
Yeah, no, nobody picks who we breed with. Like a, there was some vaults where they did stuff like that, but it.
There's not like a council of elders that kind of like set people up.
No. It's not in my the way I was raised. Honestly,
I don't know. You might be in the minority here. Oh, it's not.
It's not normal. People just, they meet, they, you know, they get a good feeling, and then they fall in love, and then they live their lives together. That's how most of this works. I don't know what Hazel's background is, but that seems weird. You guys seem like a weird thing. You know, I don't want to rely on this. I am just a brain in a jar on a tank tread body. But I used to be a man. I used to be a human guy walking around and stuff. I had girlfriends. I had a life, and I see that still out there in the world. You guys don't have to be in your weird culty. Go meet a girl. Go meet a boy. Go have fun. Go on a date.
I have to ask you not to say the C word, please.
What? What?
What's the C word?
Oh,
Old AKA.
Oh, Abel, it's fine. We were in cults. It's fine, man.
Stop it.
Hey, both of you were in cults?
Please. Jesus.
Not that I'm aware of, but I'd be like, magnetic couples.
Hazel, your Chautauqua thing sounds a little culty. I don't want to judge.
Oh my God. I'm judging. Please stop saying the C word. Gosh, it's so awkward. Okay.
So how shall we refer to your upbringing?
An alternative living style.
You just don't use the C word. Lifestyle that gets choices. People okay. really fired up.
Okay. Should we like refer to it as like a daycare situation or something? Because it kind of is, except they don't feed you enough and they don't let you sleep enough, so you don't really have the ability to make your own decisions.
I mean, I ate and slept fine, but I mean, that's mm-hmm. wait, why are we talking mm-hmm. about me? No.
Let's just keep going. Let's
if it makes you feel better, my cult leader ended up turning into a butterfly. And that was really weird for all of us. So it's okay. I get it.
As weird as that is,
I'm learning a lot about how the world works. And I think I'd prefer that.
Okay. Well, we won't say the C word.
Thank you. Thank you.
But we will acknowledge that there is some particulars to the way you were brought up in the world.
Oh God, yes. Yeah, but but yeah, it's like C word is hands on sight. Right. You don't say that around my folks.
Yeah.
Speaking of another C word, Hazel, yeah. what is commissary?
Commissary, I believe it was either a place where you get food or a place where they had primitive computers hooked up.
I thought that was cafeteria.
A commissary and a cafeteria are basically the same thing.
And a commissar, I think, is like a general in Russian prehistory. You know what? Let's just go in and see what it is.
Wait, isn't Russia bad?
Well,
it's
complicated. They aren't as bad as China, but they did become part of China. But vodka's wonderful and communism bad is the easy shorthand for it. Although they were allies during World War II, I believe, which is even more confusing.
I apologize for asking. Conflict makes
the strange bedfellows.
I know.
I thought I'd be better off asking just so I could learn stuff, and I wasn't, so I'm sorry.
Sometimes the questions are complicated. One generation's hero becomes the next generation's, you know, a cartoon bad guy, really, in a comic book. I think the general consensus is anyone who treats people like things are bad. People should not be treated like they are.
Am I a thing?
No, you're a person. You're a people.
You are most definitely a person.
Okay.
Heck, the closest thing to a thing we've got around us is actually Punchy, and he's definitely a person.
Yeah, right?
Yes. it's weird, but yeah, it tracks.
Okay, so this commissary thing, which is mm-hmm. also like a cafeteria... Do you think we're going to have to eat our friends again? Like, should we pick up another friend?
Ooh, I'm honestly matter something because I read about those where you'd walk in. There's just you trade a coin for something delicious to eat, and you don't even have to talk to somebody. It just appears behind a little window. Oh, that would be like a vending. Yeah,
it's an automat. An automat.
I've never seen an automat. I've only read about them. Okay, I've seen ads in the backs of comic books, but that's about it.
Like, think of like a commissary. It's like a cafeteria, but they're also maybe going to have like other stuff that you'd buy, like not just food. Like you could like Whoa. I don't know. Like if you're in the clink, the commissary, you might also get your toothbrush and your like your shoes. Maybe Frankie can get more shoelaces since he likes to burn his. Like, yeah, it's just a place where you can get stuff.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, let's go in and let's be careful, just in case it's not as simple.
So you all enter the commissary. There is a large window with very close together steel grated bars. There is a giant sign that says coins for stuff and a couch. Behind the steel grated bars is a dark area. But you hear the shuffling. There's like a shuffling sound behind the bars.
Okay. Well, I don't like that. That's not what I was expecting.
Can I use the old perception with recon sensors? See if I can get some more info.
Yeah, do a perception plus science for difficulty one.
Perception plus recon sensors.
Difficulty one, you get that. Yeah, with the one success. So you kind of scan the back of the room behind the bars, and there is a person back there in a large cloak. And but they're very, very short, so it's very hard to see them over the countertop.
There's a little guy. There's a little short man. A little short man back there. He's probably like the guy who we got to give the coins to buy the stuff. He's a shopkeeper. Punchy's going to roll up toward the bars.
Coins for stuff. Who's doing the coins and who's doing the stuff? Like, are we going to have to give stuff for coins? Or no, that would be stuff for coins. But wait, he's saying coins for stuff. So
I'm saying coins for stuff. I'm assuming we're going to trade some coins for some stuff.
The fair assumption. Maybe we should. I mean, he's not a robot. He's a he's a very short person or a very large child. He's a short human or a large child? I can't really. Excuse me, sir.
At this point, the cloaked figure turns over, and you can see the countertop. His eyes peer above it, and his hands rest out from a black cloak and sit on the countertop. And he kind of is entranced as he stands there, and he sees you all and says, "What are you buying?
What are you selling?"
"I've got a lot of stuff I'd like to sell. Particularly, you all can sell or buy three things. And all I want's a coin for it."
"All right, what you got?"
"You get what you get and you won't throw a fit."
"Oh, God.
Oh, I like this guy. I like this funny guy."
Okay, so is it three things for one coin then, sir?
"Piece for one coin. One stuff for one coin. No more, no less."
"Ooh, okay.
What if we think what you have isn't worth our coin?"
"Then don't give me a coin."
"Oh, that's. I can't argue with that logic. That's pretty logical."
"Eh, well, that's capitalism. Yay. Okay.
What will the first coin get us?"
"Whatever you think."
"Whatever we think?
If it's the right thought."
I would like to trade a coin for a first aid kit.
"You don't get to choose. You just give me the coin and I'll give you the stuff."
"Oh, that's a bad deal. That's a sucker's bet."
"But wait, we did get the free coin from Fab. So, I mean, we could see."
"So I'll put down one of the coins.
Punchy has three coins.
All right, so I'll put down a coin and slide it across the counter right in front of the guy's eyes and be like, "Okay, so let's see if this is worth it then. One coin, sir."
Do a charisma plus barter for difficulty two.
"I am not good at either of those things."
"How about you spend a action point to roll an extra d20? Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Okay. So charisma plus barter, which I suck at, and I'll use I'll use one. Here we go. What did I do? I got yeah, that tracks. All right. I'm gonna use a luck to re-roll one of these.
Okay, please. So before you all right.
Okay. Yeah.
I just wanna warn
you that the roll to assist.
Nope. No.
All right, so you gave him the coin. If you got the success,
Yeah. So the coin that you give him, he takes, and then he goes to the back, and then he comes back out, and he throws up a belt. It is a belt that has a number of different colored objects surrounding it. In fact, he says, "What I got here is a balloon belt. It's a belt of balloons that when pulled, it activates and sends you into the air. So your defense will actually be increased by 2, but your range steadily increases each turn. And when the balloons pop, you fall to the ground and take damage."
Oh my God. All right. So a balloon belt.
Yes, you get a balloon belt. And I'll add that to your character sheet at another time, because the DM, Dave Chaffins, did not have the time to fully make.
Okay.
It is in the spreadsheet, though.
Oh, okay. Well, it could have been worse.
I mean, it's very colorful.
It's definitely helping with the circus vibe, isn't it?
I appreciate you coming over here and doing business with me.
Cool. Cool and good.
Got any more coins?
I have one more. Sure. All right. I'm going to give him the coin.
Wait, can Punchy intercede and like stop Hazel, like put out a little robo arm? Like, Hazel, let me handle this, please. Give me that coin.
Okay, and I'll give the coin to Punchy. It's like, I don't need any more balloon. Like at this rate, I'll get a balloon sword or something. So yeah, Punchy, please handle it for me if you wouldn't mind.
Punchy's gonna hold up the coin as a little pincer. Like, okay, friend. All right. We're gonna do another transaction. This coin here, this is a special coin. This is not a coin that I'm gonna give to you, and you're gonna go back there and you're gonna bring back some sort of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor dream belt. You're gonna give us something good. You're gonna give me something good for this.
Okay? Oh yeah, what's so special about that coin? You tell me.
Oh, this coin? Do you wanna know what we all did to get this coin? These two fellas, they did something amazing, something incredible. Like, you wouldn't even believe it, my little friend. If I told you, you couldn't even finish this transaction. You would go run and tell your friends about how amazing it was. Oh, the stories of this coin. I'll be sure to tell you as soon as it's then your coin.
Yeah, do a charisma plus barter for difficulty 1 with this large explanation of how the coin.
Do you want to do an AP Punchy?
Barter is a tag skill for me, so I'm willing to risk it. But what do you guys
think? Because you could potentially regenerate it.
Oh yeah, okay. So I'm gonna use an AP. That gives me an extra dice, right?
Yeah, extra d20.
Yeah, only one.
Yeah, one success, but it was a difficulty 1 because you talked it down. Can you now roll a d20 for me?
Just a random d20. Do I just do
just a raw dodecahedron / r d20? Let's see. D20?
Or I can roll it for you if you want.
You can type that.
Oh, that's what I did wrong. Okay.
Oh, a 7. All right. Let's see here. All right, from the back, he pulls up this like large handle. It's two pronged. One prong looks like comes out the bottom of it and sticks out and has two prongs in the end of that. And the top has two prongs that come out the end of that. And he says,
"What I got here is a flesh replicator. So this can grow like small models of skin flesh for you."
So what this does is a flesh replicator. So you can scan a piece of flesh, and it can grow a six inch by six inch total area volume copy of that exact flesh. It can only store one scan at a time, and once it's been created, it uses whatever scan was up. If you consume that piece of flesh, you can either consume it raw, and that'll be 1 rad plus 1 HP. But if you cook it, it will be no rads, but 2 HP. So there, you get a flesh replicator.
Thank you for giving me this gross magical thing. I appreciate it. I'm going to treasure it. I'm sure my friends will be able to use it. And that, you know, really, that's what friends are for. Making weird flesh cubes that they can eat.
Dave,
you're welcome, buddy.
Is this just chunks?
I bet we could install it right on your back.
Is this just chunks? Yeah. Is this what this is? It's chunks?
I got the idea of that. Yeah. It's just like, it's Soylent, you know.
We could probably plug it right into one of your ports.
Yeah, maybe we could hook it up to my smoke cannon and I can just launch cubes.
Hey, I have a junk jet.
Oh!
It's now a chunk jet.
Oh, that's horrifying. Okay, hold on, I need a second. Oh, wow, okay. This just got so much darker.
Give me more coins and I'll give you more stuff. And that's a deal I'll be willing to stick to.
All right, you boys want the other coins?
I'll pony up a coin. Hey, I'll make a purchase from this commissary.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just gonna hand him the coin?
Yeah, I'll hand him a coin.
Yeah, it's like asking Dad for, you know, a quarter for the arcade machine. Yeah.
Do a charisma plus barter for difficulty 2.
Okay. I am wearing the formal clothing, so I'll be able to re-roll a d20. Hey, that's about as best as I can hope for.
Wow, so, look at you.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and roll d20. Sorry.
With social awkwardness wins. Three.
Three. Okay. He goes to the back and he pulls out a small black kind of like, this almost looks like a wallet, but he unfolds it and he says, right here, I've got a special piece of identification. And it actually is a ID badge for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and it identifies you as a Special Agent Rick Longbottom, and it says that you are a particularly high status FBI agent, and when you use this in any kind of check, like if you can figure out a way to use this item for a check, and I'm not talking about I'm going to stop a bullet with it, but pretty much anything charisma, I'm just going to make the rule, anything charisma based, that's going to drop it down to a difficulty 1 no matter what.
It's going to drop it to a difficulty 1?
Yes.
Okay.
If you can figure out a way to factor it in there that makes sense.
I'm getting strong supernatural. This is Agent Hall and Agent Oates vibes from this right now.
I mean, I never watched Doctor Who in my life.
Nice. Psychic paper.
Oh, Punchy's going to hate it every time you whip out that badge, you stinking fed.
All right, I got one more thing back here. If anybody wants to give me another coin, I'd be happy to take it off your hands.
Yeah, okay. I'll join in. Let's see.
All right, go ahead and do the charisma plus barter for me. Difficulty 2.
Not good. I have very high hopes.
Wait, can I use the badge?
Oh.
Sir, I am FBI Special Agent Rick Longbottom. I believe you might be over. I think you need to give this gentleman a fair shake with this.
Fuck it, fine. Just let him do it.
Oh, my God.
And then that's down to a difficulty 0.
Oh, my God. So. I still might fail this. Hold on. What am I... I have 0 in barter, and I have 4 charisma, so can I use an AP, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy. Wow.
Boom, you just holy regenerated shit. 2 and a luck point.
Holy fuck. All right. Cool.
All right. Roll your d20s. Roll the 1d20 to figure out what you're going to get.
Oh, d20. Whoops. Oh boy. Number three.
All right. I'm gonna pick. Okay. Yeah. Pick the one there. Yeah. You get a. He goes to the back and he pulls out a vial, and he sets it down on the counter, and he says, "Now here's the thing. Don't unscrew this lid until you're ready. But when you're ready, take it and then like kind of dot it on you a little bit. What I got here is a bottle of bison pheromone." And what bison pheromone actually does is it not only decreases the difficulty of any charisma-based check for one entire scene down to zero because everyone's so attracted to you, it also attracts animals to you for a full day. It will attract many bison. Different animals to you. You were just so, you smell so good to people that they will just fall before you, but it's a single use item.
Animal magnetism.
Okay.
Sex panther. It works 40% of the time, all the time. Oh. Sorry, sexy bison. There we go.
That's actually quite fitting for our Francis.
It's like shooting these animals like a fish out of a barrel.
Yeah, man.
I need more of this stuff.
Okay.
It's a bumper crop of fauna over here.
You all have traded 4 coins for a balloon belt, a flesh replicator, a hall pass, the FBI special agent badge.
I like the hall pass. And
a bison pheromone.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if it was worth it because I don't know what else we need the coins for, but I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean,
let's get that flesh replicator warmed up. Let's,
yeah, I would really like to see if we can attach that to the junk jet. I don't know what it'll do, but
chunk jet.
I mean, at the very least, it might do some psychological damage to our enemy. No,
What you find is like it can do any type. Is it flesh only, or is it like organic matter?
For the purpose, it's like flesh. It's like pretty much any because it is producing a meat based item.
So yeah, this is less like a loogie gun. So this is less like a loogie gun and more like you're being hit in the head by somebody throwing a steak.
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much. Just find something that is like very dense. Like a hoof. A hoof is flesh, but it's also quite dense.
Dude, muscle is heavy. Have you ever picked up somebody?
Scientists in this podcast are like, "Well, the hoof is flesh, and I've been studying hooves for years."
you mount it to the top, like the intake of the junk jet, and then you get a nice hoof. And then it just copies hooves, and you're just kicking people in the face.
You know what?
I'm thinking you could literally use this to turkey slap people from a distance. Like,
I think it's a terror weapon. You know what?
You just shoot dicks at people.
Maybe we can make kidneys, and we can literally kidney shot everybody.
6x6x6, I guess that would make,
And some dicks and balls.
Just a bowl of them. Bowl of them.
You hook that up to the junk jet.
If it does bone, we can set it to fire skulls at people.
My question to Punchy is, whose dick are you going to scan to get that to work?
Neither one is Frankie, or neither one is Punchy. So
Fab is tied up already. I mean,
oh,
we are not. No. No,
I believe it's my flesh replication.
No.
Hazel, that's just because you want to go on a date with him later.
It's been a while since I've had a date, but I really don't want to get. Frankie, I would rather go on a date with you than him. He's like, there's all sorts of problems with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't say any of that. Can we just
No, I'm not playing an evil character this time.
Let's just
guys are talking about dicks too much, so I'm gonna skedaddle right the fuck out of here. So later, losers. And he starts spinning, and then his cloak actually disappears onto the floor.
What the hell was that?
One of those.
It's like a trap door in the floor. I don't think there's anything too fancy about that. I mean, although we did just see an angel.
Okay. You know, the more I learn, the less I know. Maybe we should just figure out a way to get out of here as quickly as possible. If you guys see anything of a biological nature worth scanning for the chunk jet on the way out, we'll just do that. Ow.
Gentlemen, is there anything you want to scan to shoot through the junk jet?
No, okay. No. No. Sorry.
The other rooms that you haven't gone into are dorm 2 and security, just for everyone's information.
No. I feel like we should do security last.
We might find some good candidates for the chunk jet.
In dorm 2.
Maybe there'll be another game show.
No more game shows.
That's your bad date.
That was a lot. Let's go check out the dorm.
Let's invade this dorm.
All right. So you all enter the dorm, and the door closes behind you as surprise, you are on. Hang on. It's messing up on me. Ooh, surprise. What? You are on another game show.
I'm in hell.
There's a number of there's two desk areas and there's four chairs behind one of them closest to you and a big question mark marquee. There's a Mr. Gutsy that's at the front and a board behind him that illuminates five different letters. On the other end, there's actually four chairs, all with four pretty disheveled-looking guys that are just kind of like almost like sleeping, like they're like half asleep, and they don't see you all there. They're just kind of like they're not paying attention to what's going on. But everything seems to be frozen until you take your spot.
Oh, this looks like a trivia show. This is going to be good. I love trivia.
Yeah, right.
Family fight. Oh, we fight another family? This is novel.
Using our brains, Abel. Using our brains and our...
Usually the fights are in the family. Okay. All right.
I'll take the last position at the end.
I'll beat the shit out of this family.
I got a bad feeling about this, guys.
No, this is gonna be fun. We'll start throwing punches. It's fun.
I don't think it's that kind of game show.
Why would
they mean fight like metaphorically? We're pitting our smarts against that. You poor kids. Trivia. It's like just knowing dumb stuff. Like stuff.
My whole
Angel's
thing.
Going to be great at this.
And it, well, it depends where they're getting their information from.
Everything that I know is dumb.
Oh no, so. guys, is this all going to be questions that school teacher was talking to us at when we weren't listening?
If it is, we'll just like throw punches.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, you two can probably pee on each other again.
It's like family fight. We didn't pee on each other.
Oh yeah, okay.
So are you all getting in the position? Is this what you're introducing?
I think we gotta play along.
Once you get into position and kind of like sit up on the chairs, the pressure activates below them and the robot in the center spins up and whirls and you hear a loud applause coming and the other table with the sign above them that says Doomers, they kind of like wake up and see you all and they're kind of like in astonishment and they're just kind of like their eyes are really wide and they're just waiting for the robot and the robot turns around and says, "Welcome to Family Fight. My name is Steve Harvnot. It's wonderful to be here with you today. Today's category is foods. Everyone applause, please."
Yeah, clank, clank, clank.
Clap.
Oh, that's an applause. Okay.
Thank you. So the rules of the game are
approach the bench one at a time. The other family must ring in. Once the family member has successfully ringed in against the other family member, then they will have an opportunity to answer the question.
Okay. That makes sense, guys.
Punchy, can you go first?
I'll go first. Okay.
Like, I really, I think you know what's happening, and I really need someone to lead by example here.
All right. So you're going to roll up there? Yeah, you roll up to this benched area. There's no place to hold stuff. It's just like a little pedestal. There's no buttons. There's no nothing. And the robot approaches, garnering in between you two, and you're facing this disheveled-looking guy that's just like your regular run-of-the-mill wastelander. And he has his hand on his gun, kind of ready to pull it out. And the host turns and says, "All right, weapons at ready. If you could have one amazing meal before you die, what would it be?"
"Got any meatballs?" And I'm going to shoot the wastelander in the face.